This podcast is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, safer, healthier people.
I think that one of the things that inhibits open dialogue between the patient and the doctor, and I'm speaking from my own personal experience, is the embarrassment and the stigma.
Well, I think it makes a lot of people uncomfortable. They don't usually want to talk about things like that. It's hard to discuss, I think. So I guess you have to find ways to break the ice.
Initially, it's a doctor's responsibility. Later on, as you seek treatment and care, and you become, like today, 5 years after being diagnosed, it is a joint responsibility.
I wanted to know everything I possibly could about the disease when I first found out, because anytime something is happening to me, I want to know everything I possibly can.
Doctors need to have an arsenal of information to provide to their patients.
I think that that it's important for them to discuss prevention at every doctor's visit. I think it's important to let them know how important it is to not transmit the disease and to stay healthy.
One of the things for myself that I've wrestled with as being an HIV positive person is trying to stay as healthy as possible. And when I first was diagnosed HIV positive, my doctor said that if you just stay HIV positive and you take your medications, you're going to live a healthy life. You don't want to complicate that with syphilis, hepatitis, gonorrhea, you know, all the other STDs that are out there. So practicing safe sex has become even more important.
For me, for example, I have not had that kind of dialogue in the last year with my doctor about my sexual behavior. And I've had unprotected sex once. But my doctor assumed that because my CD4 and viral load is okay and I'm doing well, that my behavior is good. And I had to engage a doctor and said, "Doctor, I had unprotected sex once in the last 6 months, and I would like you to perform all these new STDs for me."
I think just by the doctor being as open as they possibly can and being as honest as they possibly can, that's very helpful.
The most important thing and the most important person is myself, and taking care of myself and being responsible for myself.
Accurate, good, persistent information changes behavior.
For the most accurate health information, visit www.cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO 24/7.